Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Jimmy, yeah.
Break it up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
That's right. Good evening. You're waking up with Linda Mac Shan. Get woke out there. It is Tell It Tuesday, and I hope that each one of you out there had a fabulous day. Mine was awesome, and if you were not victorious today, you will be tomorrow. I'm going to tell you this before we get started here. Miss Stephanie Haynes is coming on with us, but I have to let you know, in a family, if one person is unhappy, then so is the entire family. Therefore, I would like you to sincerely pray to protect one another. At times when people are going through unfortunate unhappiness, and this also gives them the opportunity to become happy. These are kinds of humanistic bonds among the people that give birth to true unity. Coercion and force stemming from power and authority is ineffective in crucial moments. So keep that in mind. It's about being kind. I'm going to play this until Miss Stephanie Haynes comes on and join us and give us the topic on forgiveness. Welcome in.
I was born in a thunderstorm. I grew up overnight. I played alone, I played on my own. I survived. Hey.
Yeah.
This is a phenomenal book that was published in 2012. It has exercises. It has affirmations. We're going to go through this book weekly. We're starting with the first chapter. She gave us an introduction last week. Stephanie Haynes, are you on the line with us this evening?
Yes. Good evening, Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and I am so glad you took our time to come and share and care with us. Stephanie, thank you so much. We're getting ready to get into this topic, so I'm going to be quiet over here.
Yes. So good evening, listeners. For those who was with us last week, you know, we did five of the exercises from the Healing of the Womb. And so we're going to do five more before we go into our forgiveness section. So for those who was not with us on last week, I'm just going to give you a little update on what we talked about, you know. And this is, you know, from Queen of Fools, and she talks about, you know, the womb is a gateway of all human life. So when the womb is honored and respected, she becomes a channel of power, creativity, and beauty, and joy reigns on earth. But when her voice goes unheard, unanswered, or denied, the womb becomes a vessel of disease. So the collective state of a woman's womb reflects the conditions of the world. So last week we did five exercises, the womb. We did exercises that also help to bring out to detox the womb. So we did the womb seat with the hip rest. We did the legs, which is sky, which is the lotus. And then we did the rebirth. So today, we're going to do the second part of the shoulder stand. And before we get into that, I want everybody to just find a comfortable space and just sit and just take a deep breath in and exhale out slowly through the nose. And find a comfortable seat on the floor. Lying on your back. Now I want you to raise your hip off the floor and bring your knees to your forehead, keeping your feet parallel to the floor. You're going to place the palms of your both of your hands securely against your back for support. And you're going to bring your elbow close together to keep your body aligned. Then now I want you to push your buttocks up and bring your legs straight and flex your feet up straight to the ceiling. Now, this support and the benefit of this particular exercise, it helps to clean and flush your entire system. It increases the blood circulation. It can be a tense motion, but it also aids in creating and maintaining a healthy womb. So the affirmation for this particular exercise is, I view my world more clearly now, for my mind and my womb are refreshed and renewed. Now let's take a deep breath in and exhale out. Bring your legs down. And now we're going to the bridge over troubled waters. And this is the pelvic stretch. And you still land on your back. Right? So this is to release tension and stress. So I want you to lie on your back. Bend your knees with both feet on the floor. Press your chin into your throat to lengthen your spine. Then very slowly, to a count of four, lift your pelvis and hold for a few minutes, and then slowly lower, and we're going to repeat this five times. So as you lift your pelvis, keep your arms at the side, palms flat on the floor. Lift your pelvis, then your back. Now stretch up as much as you can, resting your weight on your shoulders while your hips are lifted. Squeeze the hips and pelvic muscle, internal and external, as tightly as possible. Then release. And you can repeat this four times until you can be able to do it up to eight times. So inhale as you ascend and exhale as you descend. I mean ascend when you go up and exhale when you come down. Then reverse your movement as you release, bringing down the back and the pelvis flat on the floor. Now, the benefit for this exercise is to release tension and stress in the hip, the thighs, and the pelvis. The affirmation for this movement is, I squeeze out all hurt and negativity from my sacred womb. Now, the eighth exercise is called the offer, you know, where you, you know, in prayer mode. But actually, it's the pelvic stretch. You're sitting in easy pose for those who do yoga. And what you do, you're going to bring your feet together so the soles of your feet are together. Your back is straight. Your shoulders are down. Your neck is long. And your chest is lifted. All right? And so now you're going to, your thighs are open and your elbow is resting on the inner thigh. Now inhale, draw the knees up slightly, then exhale and gently press the thighs to open up with your elbow. All right, so you're using your elbow to push down in your inner thighs so you can bring those knees down to the floor. All right, now you're going to do this until your legs are completely open and relaxed. Then you're going to rock slowly from side to side, from hip bone to hip bone. And the benefit from this exercise is region and to lubricate the womb as a key use supply, right? For those who have trouble, you know, after you get a certain age and go into menopause, sometimes you get dry in your womb area, right? So this exercise has helped you to lubricate yourself. The affirmation for this exercise is I open up my womb and myself to all the goodness in the universe. Now, number 9 is the mountain pose. And I call this the womb press. Now, you're going to get up on your knees. All right, so you're sitting on your knees, and I want you to push your hips forward, arch your back, and reach back and hold onto your ankles as you open up your thighs. The chest and the neck are now completely open. Allow your head to arch all the way back. Now relax as you slowly breathe in and out. Now the benefit for this particular exercise is allow for a wonderful and complete body stretch. The affirmation, my light, unto the universe, and the womb of my mind and my heart are restored. Now, the last exercise for tonight is the waterfall, which is called the pelvic press. Now, you're going to get down, lay face down on the floor. You're going to press up with your hands. You're going to lock your elbows straight and keep your back flat. Press your pelvic forward. Bend your knees. Open your thighs. And put your feet side by side. Once in place, perform pushing up, breathing, and straightening your arms several times. All right, it's just like doing push-ups. Knees are apart, the soles of your feet together, and you're going down and coming up. All right? So, and I'm just telling you these exercises, you're not really going through them, but, you know, go back and do them, you know, after we finish the call or starting tomorrow. You know, now you have 10 exercises, womb exercises that you have learned to do while we complete this section. So next week we're going through 5 more, all right? So tonight's topic is on forgiveness. And remember, forgiveness is not always for the other person. Forgiveness is for you. Okay. So I'm going to begin with, and to talk about the law of forgiveness. Now, the law of forgiveness is a dynamic universe principle that can change our lives. When we are willing to forgive, we can unleash an amazing power, a flood of energy that can heal and uplift every area of your life. When we are unforgiving, it can block our dreams and goals with our relationship. It can turn our lives stagnant and dreary. So many times, it's more difficult for us to forgive those we love because we tend to hold them at a higher standard. The key to being able to forgive anyone is to separate who he or she really is from what each one has done and behold his or her authentic self. Why? It's important to forgive. When you hang on to anger and resentment, it is like locking yourself in a prison of your own making. The moment you decide to forgive, the universe hands out an array of ways to heal and pass and support you to move on. Forgiving people is better. When you forgive and move on, you are releasing yourself from the negative hold of the past and freeing yourself from the burden of bitterness. When we forgive others, we are not condoning their behavior. And it doesn't mean we have to invite them over for dinner either. Forgiveness doesn't mean excusing what someone has done. It is admitting that the individual is a fallible human being, temporarily forgot who he or she is. Now, forgiveness frees us from the heavy burden of resentment. If we can separate what someone has done in the past from who they are, let go of the history and begin again in this moment. We will not only be healing our lives, we will also be contributing to the shift in the collective unconscious, making it easier for the world to forgive. Without inner peace, it is impossible to have world peace. So this is some considerations. When considering the one who has hurt us, we must understand that one of two things has occurred. Number one, this individual had no awareness that the action was caused pain. He or she was simply following his or her own path, however enlightened we think it is. And we simply stepped into it. Also, we are taking the behavior personally. Because sometimes a person projects their stuff on us and don't have to do anything about us, right? It's about the individual, what they're going through. You know that saying, misery loves company.
Yes.
Number two, this individual was unaware of the authentic self and allowed the fearful false self to take over. The behavior which issues forth from a false self intentionally hurt us. Remember, the false is the frightening and unloving shadow which is mistaken for the real person. Although not always expressed, behind this mask is the authentic self, which is pure love. If this person knew the love that existed inside and was able to express it, he or she would have done so. So, have you ever noticed that when you hold a grudge against someone, that person continues to have power over you? What feeling is brought up when you think about them? Do you feel raised in anger, a stinking heart, frustration and fear, even when you are not actively thinking about this person or situation? The anger is still there, buried in your cellular memory. So now, manifesting prosperity, success, health, and love on a permanent basis require consciousness free of judgment and blame. Therefore, our work is not complete until we let go of all resentment. So I have a couple of questions for you. So question number one, what is the key to this later? Then number two, how can you forgive those who trespass against you? Number three, how can you forgive yourself? How can you realize your potential? Number five, why should you not condone the person that transgressed against you? Why should you not condone the person that transgressed against you? Then number six, have you noticed that when you're holding a grudge against someone, they continue to be a problem in your life? Mm-hmm. So what steps are you going to do to solve that?
Number seven. Question. Oh, okay. I'm still got them down here.
Okay. And number seven. Do you feel raging anger, a sinking heart, frustration, and fear when that person comes around you? And why? So, number eight, why do you think it's important to transform that heavy burden of resentment? Number nine, how can you separate what someone has done to you in the past from your present condition? Number 10, what feeling is brought up when you think about them? Number 11, what steps would you take to live your life authentically? Now, I have a quote for you. By forgiving, I don't condone harmful acts or excuse people from being accountable for their actions. By forgiving, I free myself. All right, and that's a quote by Stephanie Hayes.
Repeat that quote again, Stephanie, please.
By forgiving, I do not condone harmful acts or excuse people from being accountable for their actions. By forgiving, I free myself.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now I'm going to go into a forgiveness prayer. And then from the forgiveness prayer, I'm going to go into the forgiveness meditation.
Okay.
Right? So the following prayer covers most of the significant areas of forgiveness. Often, such a prayer would bring to mind other areas that need forgiving as well. So I want you, just let spirit move freely and guide your mind persons or group that you need to forgive. And let's take a deep breath in. and exhale out slowly through the nose, if you will. Take one more deep breath in. And exhale out slowly through the nose. And close your eyes, if you will. Find a place comfortable. You can sit. Whatever comfortable for you, lay down. Just say, Spirit, today, I ask to forgive everyone in my life. I know that you will forgive me, will give me the strength to forgive, and I thank you. For you have loved me more than I love myself and want my happiness more than I desire it for myself. I truly forgive my mother. I forgive her for all the times she hurt me, resented me, was angry with me, and for all the times she punished me. I forgive her for the times she preferred my brothers and sisters to me. I forgive her for the times she told me I was dumb, ugly, stupid, the worst of the children, or that I cost the family a lot of money. For the times she told me I was unwanted, an accident, a mistake, or not what she expected, I forgive her. I forgive my father. I forgive him for any non-support, lack of love. I forgive him for any lack of time, not giving me his companionship, his drinking, arguing, and fighting with my mother or the other children, for his severe punishment, desertion, divorcing my mother, or for any running around, I forgive him. And just keep in mind, this can be either the mother or the father. Spirit, I extend forgiveness to my sisters and brothers. I forgive those who rejected me, lied about me, hated me, resented me, compete for my parents' love, hurt me, or physically harm me. For those who were too severe on me, punished me, or made my life unpleasant in any way, I forgive them. I forgive my spouse for the lack of love, affection, consideration, support, attention, and the lack of communication. I forgive his faults, falling, weakness, and other acts of words that hurt or disturb me. Spirit, I forgive my children for their lack of respect, obedience, attention, support, warmth, and understanding. I forgive them for their bad habits, falling away from their spiritual practice, and any bad actions that disturb me. Spirit, I forgive my in-laws, my mother-in-law, father-in-law, son and daughters-in-law, and other relatives by marriage who treated my family with a lack of love. For all their words, thoughts, actions, and omissions, which injured or caused pain, I forgive them. I forgive my grandmother, grandfather, aunts, uncles, and cousins who may have interfered in our family, being possessive of my parents, and who may have caused confusion or turned one parent against the other. Spirit, help me forgive my coworkers who are disagreeable or make life miserable for me. For those who push their work off on me, gossip about me, cooperate with me, and try to take my job, I forgive you. Spirit, my neighbors need to be forgiven for all their noise, letting their property run down, not tying up their dogs who runs through my yard, not taking in their trash cans, being prejudged, and running down the neighborhood. I forgive them. Or being prejudiced. I forgive all spiritual practitioners for their lack of support. Affirmations, bad sermons, pettiness, lack of friendliness, not providing me or my family with the inspiration we needed for any hurts they have inflicted on me or my family, even in the distant past, I forgive them today. Spirit, I forgive all those who are of different persuasions, those of opposite political views who have attacked me, ridiculed me, discriminate against me, made fun of me, or economically hurt me. I forgive them. And I have another quote, and the quote is, forgiveness is an act of the will, not a feeling. If we pray for a person, we can be assured that we have forgiven that person. Then we're going to go into our meditation. You can take a deep breath if you need to. And exhale out slowly through the nose. And keep your eyes closed. You know, forgiving oneself or another person. You know, before we go into this meditation, decide who needs forgiveness. Do not be surprised if someone else appears. It is always a good idea to start forgiving the small hurts first, rather than starting this kind of work with your most vibrant enemy. So I want you to take a deep breath in once again. And if your eyes are not closed, I want you to gently close your eyes. And let's give a few big sighs. Sigh of relief. And just to see if your body wants to stretch a little. Okay. Now I want you to just listen and pay attention to the natural rhythm of your breathing. Feel your body rise gently as you breathe in and relax as you breathe out. And every breath is an opportunity to let go, to feel comfortable. The heaviness and the warmth as you can travel through your mind to the meadows of your innermost being, to a sunlit clearing fresh with the mild fragrant breeze of spring. I would say we're in the fall. As you breathe, you can relax into the warmth of the sun
and feel the wind carry your body, then ruffle your clothing. Tune yourself more and more to the delightful sight, the sound and the fragrance, the grass and the trees and the flowers, the birds and the butterflies, the abundance of life is the metal and the sound of the crickets and the wind and the trees. You can feel the peace here in this special place and the life force of the awakened spring. And you can feel the life force in your own body. Feel it resonating with the metal. Feel it as joy. The metal is a place of safety, truth, and a place of wisdom within yourself, where you can always come, and within the metal are many special places you can discover. Places where you can feel your own power, and places where you can feel especially cozy and safe. Around the edges of the metal are opening to different paths of the life experiences you have had. Each of the paths, whether high or low, is like a rainbow, for it has a pot of gold, a gift of learning at its end. The nettle is the safety of your own special place. You can look down into the path of your own experiences, at relationships you have had with other people, and choose one where anger, hurt, or guilt, or some other emotion still blocks the way to forgiveness. And in a moment, you will see a symbol, a symbolic image of that emotion walking down the path. You meet you at the edge of the metal to bring you the gift of its teaching. Bring your inner emotional messenger to the place of greatness, comfort for you and the metal. It may be a power place or a safe place. Since you may have changed, since you last contacted this feeling, you may want to make your messenger smaller or larger. Settle down and bring the situation and thank it for its help. Ask if there are other ways for you to feel safe, new ways that open your heart. And ask what it has to teach you about the other person. And about yourself. thank it for its teaching, and return the favor by setting it free, letting its energy flow back to the life source as a bird or a flower or a burst of light. Now, know that it will arise spontaneously when needed, free to form and to fade away, free to be spontaneously itself. Feel the life force, dirty shoot of new growth all around you. Bow in your head to the author of life, to yourself, to those who have exchanged love teaching with you in the form of hurt. And know that you are both forgiven now and forever. Begin to come aware of your breathing. Now bring the palms of your hands together and rub healing energy into those hands. And for those who have your eyes closed, let's place your hands over your eyes. Now slowly open up your eyes and remove your hands and place them at your side. Now I want you to bring your hands and put them into prayer pose and put them in the center of your heart. And I want you to take a deep breath in and just raise your hands all the way up. And exhale out slowly through the nose. And we're going to do this two more times. Bring your palms to the center of your heart. Take a deep breath in. And bring your hands up all the way up. And exhale out slowly through the nose. And the last one, bring your hands together in prayer pose. Bring them to the center of your heart. Take a deep breath in. Open up. And stretch, 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 and let go all the negativity, letting go all the hurt and pain. And then you give yourself a big old hug and say, I love me, all of me, just as I am. I will speak peace, prosperity, and love to everyone I meet. Go in peace. All right, Miss Linda.
Okay. I'm over here waking up. You know, I did not lie on my back because I know better. But Stephanie Haynes, it's always just so educational. And I just want to tell the listeners that this book can be purchased, and the exercises and the illustrations and the affirmations and all of that is there. And Stephanie, I'm going to post out your number, or you want your email, Fashionably Fit. I'll put the email there. Could you let us know what the email is again?
It's fashion, BLYFIT, at gmail.com.
FIT22@gmail. I will post that out. Stephanie, you know, you always relax us now, and I love it when we start going through the chapters of these books. And what can we expect for next week so that I can get myself prepared for this?
Yes, so next week we'll talk about learn how to let go.
Learning how to let go. Learn to let go. I've always liked this topic on forgiveness. And we'll go back in and when we summarize for next week, because I like it, because you don't condone, but you have to get it up off of you. And it's a very good feeling when you can actually understand like you say, see that individual and know that they forgot who they were, okay? And it's no sense in carrying that grudge or that anger. But what angers me, I won't say it angers me when you're going sincere and people want to make you angry, but I understand that too, because that's all they can see, because they're still at anger. They're angry at themselves. So that helps me forgive very quickly. But this has always been one of my favorite topics. But next week is another one, because you can forgive, but now how are you going to really let go? And you know, I love my friend, the messenger, that comes to you and offers the information about your teaching. So this has been very interesting. I'd just like to say to you that we love you, and we must forgive, but we have to start with ourselves first. Because once you understand the goodness and what that makes you feel like, then you can forgive others. Can't hold those grudges. Yes. You cannot. I've had situations I'll share with you, you know, when I've experienced stuff, I say, you know, I wish they would have said thank you instead of saying you. But when you say it to yourself and you can smile about it, you go on about it, because perhaps they didn't know how to say thank you, and that shouldn't have anything to do with you. But you keep that heart soft. When you say a hard, frozen heart, you don't want that heart to freeze up. So this is a very good topic, Stephanie. We love you. I'm going to tell you to have a great evening. And listeners, we're going to close it out. This is Stephanie Haynes and the book, The Healing of the Wound. We carry it all there, because we and the wound and us, Mother Nature, Lucy, we make it all happen. So we have to keep it in balance. Stephanie, thank you, and please have a lovely evening.
And you too, Miss Linda. Thank you so much for having me on.
Okay, we're looking ready for next week. I appreciate all your support. We share and care here. I'm going to take us out easy with Keiko. Love you.
You're welcome.
for your joy and pain, but I'll be loving you always. And today I know I'm living, but tomorrow could make me the path for that I must fear. For I'll know deep in my mind the love of me I left behind, 'cause I'll be loving you
with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give,
showing others how to live.